To focus more specifically on newborn screening and what's being done in Arizona, I spoke earlier with Mary Ellen Cunningham. She's the chief of the Bureau of Women's and Children's Health at the Arizona Department of Health Services. Mary Ellen, how does the process work in Arizona, and where does the Department of Health Services fit in?
Within between 24 and 72 hours, we need to test the babies to see if they have any conditions that could be life-threatening to them. Most babies are well. Most babies don't have any problems. But there are a number of conditions that when a baby's born, it's not obvious. The babies look fine. When babies go home in 2 days, maybe they're still fine. But there's a number of conditions that can be detected through a simple blood spot. We used to in the old days call this PKU, when that was the only test that was being done. But now they're, Arizona actually tests for 28 different abnormalities or conditions, disorders that are inherited. So what happens is a nurse or someone in the hospital within 24 to 72 hours, but actually that's what statute says or the rule says, but we really know that closer to 36 is better. So they're going to do a little finger, a little prick on the baby's heel and get a little drop of blood. There's a specially made card. It's kind of cardboard looking, and they'll have three different little drops of blood that have to fit in there. Then that goes, in most cases, to the lab, and the lab sends it to our lab, the state hospital. We're average of the states where we test for about 28 things. Some states a little bit, well, they're about there, but there's some states that test for a few more. But
So that's determined by a state then? It's not a federal?
It is actually determined by the state, and there's a committee, there's an advisory committee. That's also a part of the statute of who determines these things. And so it's scientists, it's doctors, it's specialists in the fields, parents. There's all kinds of folks who are part of that. And they look at the what's out there, what's a possibility. They look at how often the condition happens. Frankly, they look at cost as well, and make the decisions of how many tests we're going to have. We know that if we find a baby's hearing problem early, it makes a dramatic difference in that child's life as well. So where most hospitals, because of science, had started testing babies' hearing, we actually just put into rule that, or statute, that the hearing test had to come to the Department of Health so we could follow up on that. There's another test that we may likely go to called CCHD. It's critical congenital heart disease. That's the little test where they put the oxygen counter, if you would, a little thing on the baby's finger.
Okay.
So it's not invasive, and then they can tell the babies, and they can detect several different abnormalities of a heart. The hospitals in Arizona, the medical community, the perinatal community, is very interested in the best outcomes for babies in Arizona, and so we're moving to things even without having to be told to.
We know based on this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, which took a 5-year look at things, that there were some hospitals in Arizona that had been struggling, but when you look at a 5-year overview, is there reason to think that things have gotten actually better in the past couple of years?
The article was startling, and it was important. It was important for people to understand the very importance of these, of detecting these conditions in a timely manner. We had started at the Department of Health, Arizona Department of Health Services, in the newborn screening program, maybe 3 years ago, looking at this by ourselves, looking at it, analyzing it, and deciding where the concerns were, and have worked with the community partners. The article even said that there was the reduction went from 29% to 17% in 2 years. There's been dramatic change in the last couple of years, as there's been an opportunity within the newborn screening program to go to these hospitals that are outliers and say, here are your numbers. The program manager will bring sometimes a case, a particular baby that was from that hospital, and say, here's baby Smith. Here's what happened. You did the test on time, but we didn't get it. Here's the condition the baby had. Hopefully they're going to say, thank God that there was no adverse reaction or outcome. But it brings it personal to a family and to a hospital situation. So there has been a dramatic difference. We also realized that sometimes in facilities, maybe the right people weren't understanding the importance of the timeliness of the test. So there's an organization in Arizona called the Arizona Perinatal Trust, which is a community organization, a nonprofit, a 501c3. It's actually been around since the early 70s. And part of what it does is to certify levels of newborn intensive care or perinatal care.
Mm-hmm.
And these are based on national standards. So this is a step or sometimes several steps above licensing. And in the end, most hospitals that deliver babies in the state are certified by the Perinatal Trust. Well, this Perinatal Trust also goes around for site visits every 3 years to kind of review. And it's a team of peers. So there'll be a neonatologist and a perinatologist who will go to a different hospital. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at someone else's things, and a labor and delivery nurse and a nursery nurse who, not in their own hospital, another hospital, and provide support to the other hospitals. There's been times that I've been on a site visit where somebody might say, well, this one policy that you have is not the latest that's out there. I just did it. Let me send it to you. It's an astonishing thing, really, that in a competitive world, this is one time we're the team together. So we started, the Bureau of Women and Children's Health started partnering with Newborn Screening a few years ago, and we bring a report to that hospital about the timeliness of test, among other things, the quality of the test. Mm-hmm. And then we are able to report out at the table where there's the CEO, the chief nursing officer, other people who might be more in a position to make change in the hospital.
Are there any specific examples you can offer?
We were at a hospital, and the nurses were startled when we told them that we're not getting test results in a timely manner. And they were horrified and said, we absolutely do them. We send them to the lab. And we said, well, this is what we have. And so that hospital, of course, turned around right away to look at their own processes to see what was different. Well, bless their hearts, someone in the lab thought that they were going to help us out by saving money by waiting till there were several tests. These tests need to be there on time. The State Department of Health will actually pay for the courier to deliver the test every day. There's no reason to wait. So we're finding between all of us, but especially our newborn screening folks, that they have gone all over the state, and they look to some of the hospitals that didn't rank quite as well on that report, and either they've only been there a few times. The other thing is those hospitals, for the most part, have smaller numbers, and when there's only a few people to do the work, you go to the hospitals that have the higher volume. So they certainly were on the list anyway, and they will be on the list to offer support to the hospitals. It's important to remember every one of these hospitals wants good babies. So it's often just a matter of understanding what happens and, frankly, just the process of getting it to the lab, and that we can take care of this and get it done.
Mary Ellen, I appreciate what you're saying about improving the situation, but how concerning is it that we've been in this situation at all, this idea that the newborn screening, even innocent mistakes, were still made at such a level at some of the area hospitals?
We are absolutely concerned. Every baby's life is precious and important, and that's why the focus has been so strong in the last 2 years on getting to these hospitals, on bringing it to a personal level in the hospitals of who what their babies would look like, and then turning to the hospitals and saying, how can we help you to fix this? And every time the hospitals are very anxious to partner with us to get it done. It's an enormous concern to everybody.
Are you optimistic that things will get better as more communication increases?
We are absolutely optimistic. And as we look at our internal numbers for the past 2 years, and the report even spoke to it, there's been dramatic difference in what's happening. And it's complicated, but it's not complicated. In the end, you get the blood from the baby, you send it to the lab sends it to our newborn screening lab, and then we get the results and call back. That's another part that can sometimes we can run into some problems. For the most part, it's pretty routine that we call back the physician on record, and if there's an abnormal result, we'll also try to contact the family. There have been some times that we can't find the family, and if it's a life-threatening condition, we will use other resources. We have nurses that follow babies who have been in the NICU, for instance, who are in most communities of the state. We'll call them, and they will go out and find a family if they can't. Many times, there are families that don't like to give their name or address for many different concerns, and so that can be a challenge, is to find the baby again, but we do. And there have been, not often, but there have been a few times that we'll actually call the police and ask them to go help us find somebody. The folks in our newborn screening lab will find a baby, no matter what.
Mary Ellen Cunningham is Chief of the Bureau of Women's and Children's Health for the Arizona Department of Health Services.